Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
The Israelites often provoked the Lord to anger. He determined to destroy them for their rebellion. God was so angry with Aaron for fashioning the golden calf that he almost destroyed him. Deuteronomy 9:14-20. Moses interceded with God both for the nation and for his brother. He prayed, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, and which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Deuteronomy 9:26. If you have ever wondered whether the prayers of righteous people do any good, this incident from the Old Testament should be comforting. Moses begged the Lord to remember the promises he had made to great men of ancient times. Remember thy servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin, lest the land from which you brought us out say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he had brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Deuteronomy 9:27-28. Moses made his appeal to God for mercy for the Israelite people on two bases. God's promises to the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the reaction of the Egyptians if the people did not succeed in establishing Palestine as their home. Moses and the Israelites were conscious of the promises God had made to their fathers. They wanted to enjoy the land flowing with milk and honey. But if God did not accept the prayer of Moses, the land would not be the Israelites' inheritance. Does that mean that God's promises to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob were conditional? It absolutely does. We know that God is never slack concerning his promises. But we also know that many of his promises are conditioned on men's obedience. For example, in the gospel age, the forgiveness of our sins is conditioned on our love for God and our obedience to the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9. When God delivered the Israelites from Egyptian bondage, many of the Egyptian people knew of God's promises to his people. Moses said to God, in effect, if you destroy the Israelites, the Egyptians are going to say, God simply did not have the power to bring the Israelites into the land he had promised. They would also say that God hated the Jews and brought them into the wilderness to slay them. Incidentally, when the Israelites were hungry and thirsty and afraid, they complained that Moses had brought them into the wilderness to destroy them. Some of the Israelites were actually destroyed because they complained. Paul warned the Corinthians, neither murmur or grumble, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. 1 Corinthians 10:10. We know God intends for us to learn many lessons from the rebellion and disobedience of the ancient Israelites. In fact, Paul lists some of the grievous sins of the Israelites: lusting after evil things, engaging in idol worship, committing sexual immorality, and murmuring, and then said, now all of these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. 1 Corinthians 10:6-11. Moses continued his prayer for the people. Yet they are thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out by thy outstretched power and by thy stretched out arm. Deuteronomy 9:28. The glory for Israel's deliverance from Egypt did not belong to the nation. It belonged to God Almighty. But Moses wanted both the Israelites and the Egyptians to know that God was merciful in his dealings with his sinful people. We know God wants to deliver us from sin and give us a place of eternal rest. But we also know we must obey the gospel and live for God during our earthly pilgrimage. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.